If you are a former or a customer of Celsi, you may be a bit shocked to know that that network is shutting down. But this does not necessarily mean that Celsi is going anywhere. As these things go, things are a little bit more complicated than that. And this is likely the first time a South African mobile operator closes shop in this way. What happens to all the infrastructure then? The network infrastructure, or that thing that we keep hearing about, the spectrum? MTN is then coming to the rescue to give us some more clarity. If you are a Celsi customer, is Brendan Peterson. He is a tech journalist. Is Brendan available? He's not coming to us at the moment. But from what I understand, that with the demise of Celsi, is that Telkom has now come up as a quite a strong player, now being the third largest network provider in South Africa. Brendan Peterson, tech journalist, now joins us. Brendan, thanks so much for coming on air to with us. If you are a Celsi customer and Celsi announces that it is shutting down its network, does that mean my phone is not going to work from now on?
Morning, Lester. It doesn't actually mean that. And Celsi's statement wasn't actually that they're shutting down their network. You know, that seems to be where the confusion has come in. I know that there have been quite a few bits and pieces of news out there saying, you know, Celsi is shutting down. But I was actually able to chat to them directly to get an understanding of what's going on. And that statement is, you know, unfortunately, a little bit misleading, confusing. What's actually happening is, they're not going to be sort of operating their own physical towers and things. They're going to be leasing that equipment from MTN. So if you're a Celsi customer, you're still going to have service. It's still going to say Celsi. It's just not going to be routed through Celsi towers. It's going to be routed through MTN towers. That's it.
What does this then benefit the that company? I know that they've been suffering massive financial losses in the last few years. Not those plans of streaming services, on-demand content. That was all part of their strategy to try and attract subscribers, not only to the mobile market, but also the other value-added services that, that they are planning to offer. That didn't materialize. So how does this process of leasing out their networks, leasing out their towers, how does it affect them? And more importantly, how does it then affect the Celsi customer? He still gets to buy his Celsi airtime and data, doesn't have to port or change networks?
Yeah, so to answer your first question, the way it benefits Celsi is, you know, obviously the maintenance, you know, looking after these towers, all of that sort of thing, infrastructure, that costs money. So by not having to worry about that and then just leasing, you know, sort of space from MTN using their towers, they're saving money. And in terms of how this affects, you know, the average everyday person who's using Celsi, you can still go and buy your Celsi data as you normally could. You can go and, you know, upgrade your contract, get a new contract. None of that's going to change. And I double-checked this with them because that was, you know, the sort of biggest concern that I know everyone's got. And they're saying that in terms of your customer, as you know, as you using Celsi, you're not going to experience any difference. You might potentially get, you know, maybe faster network service because obviously MTN's got a far bigger infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, other than that, everything is still going to remain the same for you as a customer.
It's actually quite disappointing for a company like Celsi coming into the market as the young upstart, the alternative to the two big players, Vodacom and MTN. They built their brand on cool, hip, young, free and flexible to tailor to your needs as a customer. So it seems appears very, very disappointing that a company and a brand like that now faces tough times.
I mean, it is. You know, as you say, they came in as the upstart, and I remember when Celsi first started in the country. I, you know, was one of those people who got those, what were they, sort of silver grade, the bubbly style starter packs back in the day where they were giving away, you know, tons of airtime with it. And it was exciting what they were offering because it felt like something new and fresh. But I think the problem that they faced is a problem I think a lot of companies are seeing around the world, which is unfortunately not necessarily adapting fast enough to what people need, and maybe just kind of looking and seeing, oh, we think this is what people want, and let's try and give them that instead of focusing on core services and enhancing those.
It was a case of. For me, it was a case of I would rather want stability in the network, yeah, range, going outside the city limits in Cape Town and being guaranteed a single. And then secondly, price would then become a factor. With Cell C, it was more a case of price first and the reliability of that network seemingly coming second.
Exactly. That's exactly the point that I was going to make, and you made it so eloquently. I think that now with the sort of restructuring that's going on and them having to sort of use MTN's infrastructure, it's now been a sort of wake-up call where they realized, oh, you know what, we actually need to focus in on exactly the things that you mentioned. Let's make sure our core service is working well. Let's make sure we offer the basics and do it really, really well. And, you know, once we've got that stabilized, you know, maybe then they could look into all of these other fancy things that everyone is offering.
Where the winner in all this, one would argue, is Telkom, which in my personal experience, and no brand touting for Telkom, they have come up with a particularly good product. They have fallen into that third position, which Cell C used to occupy. Of course, Telkom, majority owned by the South African government, with the equity partner there in as well. They're doing good things. So when the demise of Cell C would have brought some sort of disappointment in competitiveness in the market, but one could say that Telkom is actually doing very good things, and it could be a viable competitor to, I guess, firstly MTN, and then the biggest player in the market, Vodacom.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole Telkom thing surprised everybody, me included, because, you know, back in the day when they launched ATA, it wasn't doing that well for them, and then obviously the sort of rebranding came along where they just sort of changed the name to fit in with the overall sort of Telkom branding, calling it Telkom Mobile. They started offering things like Free Me, and I think that that Free Me move was the most defining thing that Telkom has done. You know, I think that that speaks to where the global industry is as a whole, because it's not just the way we're using our devices. It's not just to make phone calls these days. You know, it's more data intensive than anything else. And what most sort of traditional networks are doing is focusing on, well, you know, if you have a contract, we'll give you X amount of minutes and X amount of SMSs a month. Who's SMSing? You know, that sort of thing. So they were like, okay, you know what? Let's adapt this for the reality of the world that we're in right now. Let's see what we can offer. And a lot of these networks haven't done that yet. And, you know, that sort of speaks to what I said about they were looking at the flashy, but not looking at the core things that they needed to offer and focusing on those things.
And I'm seeing, sorry, Brandon, and I'm seeing for the first time unlimited data contracts entering the South African market. Now, I've seen that overseas, and I've used that overseas. You pay fixed amount and you get all the data with a soft lock, and it was great. You could, you know, go wild on your YouTube and whatever, and starting to be introduced into the South African market.
Yeah, you know, I think that's something that we needed a lot of. And again, you saw something similar with, you know, Telkom's Freemi, but with those unlimited data packages, you know, I speak from experience overseas, you really got to sort of look at the terms and conditions of those, because it's not always actually unlimited. Now, I'm not saying for certain that anything offered in South Africa is not fully unlimited, but double check, because sometimes what they do is they just give you a massive data cap, you know, thinking, oh, there's no way someone's ever going to use, you know, 500 gigs, so we'll call it unlimited. Or they do give you unlimited, but then they start throttling you at a certain speed in terms, you know, once you've used X amount of data, now we'll start sort of slowing down your stuff. So the idea of it seems very nice, but you need to look at the reality of the situation. Do you need unlimited data? And what is the unlimited data that you're actually being offered?
Brendan Peterson, he is a tech journalist, talking about the moves in the mobile cellular operator markets. Have you moved on? Have you discovered a new favorite cell phone brand, particularly with the seemingly demise of Cell C, that used to be seen as this little upstart who was going to do big things in the cellular market? Now, not necessarily shutting down, but leasing the infrastructure to other to MTN, trying to get down costs. They are now moved to the fourth place mobile operator in South Africa. Telkom is now moving up quite steadily. MTN and of course Vodacom is still the leading player. But